This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're coming up on the end of the year, which means naturally there are some awards to be given out. Movies, music, also money. Yes, money. James Tarmey is a reporter at Bloomberg. His most recent piece is called The Oscars of Paper Currency. James, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, there is an award for the best banknote. Who knew?
Yes, there is indeed. It's the award given by the International Banknote Society, and it's been handed out since 2004 or so.
And it's worth a note here that the United States has never won, should we just say?
No. The United States isn't trying very hard, if you ask me.
just look at the money, man.
Seriously, the banknotes that win every year are colorful. They have innovative new designs. They have new security features. U.S. greenbacks are pretty prosaic.
So you know how in the actual Oscars you can say, well, it's a great script, or there was great acting, or the director was amazing. What does the International Banknote Society look for when it is judging the winners?
Well, first, I have to say that it is explicitly a popularity contest.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, so are the Oscars, but that's, you know, that's neither here nor there.
That's exactly right. You know, the thing is that there are various security features that everyone seems to be enchanted by in the International Banknote Society. Polymer banknotes, obviously, are the place where the majority of innovation is occurring.
Right, the new plasticky ones, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those aren't without their own hiccups. But, you know, security features in terms of windows, which is to say the actual clear parts of the banknotes.
Like see-through clear?
See-through clear. Wow. In fact, the Australia $5 note has a top-to-bottom window feature, which is the first of its kind. And that $5 note is up in the running for best bill of 2016.
All right. So not to get on Queen Elizabeth's case here, but you got some picture of the queen, you got a couple of birds, and then what is it about the Australian fiver that makes it special? I guess it's that security feature.
It's that security feature. It's also the colors involved, honestly.
Which are pretty nice, right? There's a good hue there.
There's a kind of lovely, rich pink,
that's right,
light purple. The thing is that people respond apparently to colors. And this is something that Dennis Lutz, the president of the International Banknote Society, told me explicitly. They like flashier bills.
Should one have a favorite banknote? Does the International Banknote Society take nominations from the public? I mean, what are we supposed to do?
You've got to sign up to nominate. But any member of the International Banknote Society can nominate a note. What's interesting, though, is that apparently everyone sort of seems to have the same idea. The president of the society told me that, you know, once the first two or three notes are in the clear lead, it never changes.
Interesting. Much like the actual Oscars.
It is effectively the same thing insofar as it's a bunch of industry insiders who all have the same kind of general reference points and prejudices and background. And so it stands to reason that they would all prefer the same thing.
This is one of those radio stories that works best in print, to be honest with you. You got to see these bills to appreciate them. The piece is in Bloomberg. It's called The Oscars of Paper Currency by James Tarmey. James, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
As I said, you're going to want to see those bills. You can do that at marketplace.org.